At the end of the run, Mara flipped over her hands out the scything tunnel entrance, landing in a crouch on the engineering yard floor. Not a necessary maneuver, but sometimes she'd just like to impress the other rats. Mara squinted up. The steady, bright light in the bay was almost blinding after the dim blue flickering in the tunnel.
"Check in!"
barked the foreman, wrenching her upright by her ear. He wasn't impressed by her stylish exit. Mara winced.
"Hey, that ear's still attached. 4, 4, 5. Sir!"
"Way out!"
He threw her head towards the weight station. He was a big man, and while Mara was getting tall, she was not yet half his size in pure mass. His throw gave her a good start motion-wise and wrenched her neck as a kindly afterthought. She dashed over, all her limbs loose and comfortable now that she hadn't blades to worry about. She unwound the mermal from her neck. The furry blue creature's stomach was distended, full of crud. She cradled him against her chest. He reached one long, fuzzy arm up and pawed at her cheek affectionately.
"Stop flirting, you."
She pushed his paw away. She wanted to scratch the head of the silly roly-poly beastie, but it wouldn't do to be thought soft-hearted. Everyone was looking, and all the other rats wanted to know what her run was worth. She plonked the mermal onto the weight scale. Black numbers scrolled across its readout. Foreman ambled over and noted the weight on his scan pad.
16 pips more than last time, 445. But your time was off by 13 ticks. Still faster than any other rat this shift by..."
He paused and checked the pad.
2 ticks. And heavier by 3 pips. Never mess with your pay rate, do you?"
Mara didn't answer, busying herself about the scale. She fussed over the mermal and tried not to grin in pride.